Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Aren't adventurers supposed to have a specific purpose? What are you doing on this quest? Just meeting strangers?
Yep, my purpose is to have no purpose. Though, I sort of find purpose as I go.
My basket! It's missing!
I have tried many means of defense, but none have yet proven successful.
I just wish someone would succeed in getting that darn sword.
I am under attack by this ruffian!
I want to be big and strong and fight evil.
I have hope that if you show up at her door, she might listen.
Want to help me yell at them? With your sword? In a threatening manner?
Sidequesting is a fantasy podcast about avoiding the main plot. It follows Ryan, an adventurer who's willing to help just about anyone out, as long as they're not being asked to deal with that scary wizard everyone keeps talking about. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast app.
Hello! Welcome back to another episode of the Snoop and Sniffy Show. First of all, I want to tell 6-year-old junior detective Kayvon that I really did have a very nice birthday a couple of weeks ago, thanks to my considerate partner Sniffy. But I'm very excited to be back to work. After all, there's no bigger treat than solving mysteries. For any new junior detectives tuning in, I'm Snoop, the top-notch dog detective here in the sleepy hamlet of Pflugerville. But let's face it, most of you probably already know that.
Which means you also know that I'm Sniffy, Snoop's loyal partner. Together we solve all the crimes and mysteries here on Bark Street.
That we do, young chap. With Sniffy and I on the case, no crime in town will go unpunished. No mystery will remain uncovered.
No trail will remain sniffless. I like the sniff sticks.
And what a snout he has.
Smells like scrambled eggs and mushrooms. Someone's having brunch. We must find out where.
Sniffy, that's the schlumps. They are making mushroom omelets in the kitchen right now.
Ooh, maybe if I hover around their feet, they'll drop an egg or mushroom. I love when humans drop food on the floor.
You know, I do too fancy a dropped food item myself. Nothing like the delectable taste of a cooked meal falling to the floor and scooping it right up.
Ow, whoa, what is that?
I don't know, Sniffy. That sure is a high-pitched noise. Where is that coming from?
Good question. I have a super snout, not super ears.
Interesting. The schlubs do not appear to be hearing these echoes. They're continuing about with cooking their omelets.
But how could they not hear this noise? It's so loud.
It must be on some other kind of frequency. Very odd indeed. A series of loud echoes that we can hear, but the humans can't.
Maybe it's a dog whistle.
By Jove, you may be right, Sniffy. Ah, looks like Freckles is finally giving us a ring. Snoop here. Hello, Freckles. Good to hear from you.
Can you hear me?
Freckles, yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
There you are, Snoop. My hearing is a bit off because of those loud, annoying echoes.
You heard them too?
Yes. In fact, that is why I'm calling you. We need you two to investigate where those loud echoes are coming from and who is causing the commotion.
Could it be a dog whistle?
No, absolutely not. Here in the fire station, we have dog whistles. The firefighters have been using them to train little Iggy.
Ah, yes, that's right. Iggy, the little Bichon Frise, who wants to be a detective, now wants to be a firefighter. How's that going?
He's quite annoying to me, always yapping and running around. The dog has endless amounts of energy.
We know.
But this isn't about Iggy. This is about those loud echoes.
There they are again.
What? Did you say something?
He said there they are again.
Huh? I can't hear you on account of those loud, incessant echoes. You must figure this mystery out, stat.
We're on it. Well, looks like we've got a case. Come on, Sniffy. I think for this journey, we're going to need some gadgets.
Ooh, gadgets! I love gadgets. Does that mean we're going to visit Wheeler?
It sure does. Off we go. Now, here we are. I can never remember the code for the secret dog door to the alley where Wheeler's gadget shack is. Do you remember it, Sniffy?
I don't even remember what I had for breakfast.
Let me try a few combos. Nope, that wasn't it.
Should we try banging and shouting?
He won't hear us over these echoes. I think if I deduce the code from four numbers and switch up the order, I can... Ah, I've got it.
Bacon!
What's that?
I just remembered what I had for breakfast. It was bacon.
Wonderful. The echoes have stopped and you had bacon. Now, let us go see Wheeler. It seems to me these echoes are coming from a great distance. And it appears they're some kind of beacon calling out, almost melodic.
Could it be aliens?
Anything is possible, Sniffy. Wheeler, we need your help.
Don't mind that. Just another test for my flying vacuum cleaner.
Flying vacuum cleaner? Snope, we need that.
We absolutely do not, Sniffy.
By the way, how did my catabatic disguises work for you two?
The disguises were perfect. But Sniffy's meow was not.
Meowing is hard.
Ah, I'm just glad I was able to get you back to your normal dog cells using my newly invented dog-o-matic. It sure is useful to turn dogs back into dogs after they're disguised as cats.
Yes, I'm glad not to be disguised as a cat anymore.
I think I still have a hairball or two.
So, what can I help you two with today? More disguises?
Actually, we're tracking down some loud, high-pitched echoes, so we need a gadget that can track sound waves.
Ocean waves?
Nope, sound waves.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I said the ocean. That's not even close to sound. Probably because those echoes have affected my hearing. Here, take this.
A scooter?
This is a sound wave scooter.
Ooh, what fun! I love scooters!
This isn't just any scooter. This is a scooter that will track and follow specific sound waves via this dial tuner. Turn the dial to the frequency you want, and the scooter will automatically point and wheel you in the direction you need to go.
Ingenious work, Wheeler.
Thank you. I know. It's been really helpful in a pickle when I'm trying to find where I've misplaced my beeping shack keys. Yeah, where are those?
Thanks, Wheeler. We'll make sure to return the Soundwave scooter in tip-top shape once we've discovered what these echoes are. And there they are.
What's that, Snoop? I can't hear you over these echoes.
Bye. Let me adjust the dial. The scooter is pointing this way. Hop on, Sniffy. It's time we track down those echoes.
Wait! This is so fun!
You know what? This is quite enjoyable. I was right, Sniffy. The scooter is turning off Bark Street. The echoes are coming from beyond.
What do you mean, beyond?
For this mystery, we will have to venture off Bark Street into parts of Pflugerville we've never been to before. We must go beyond Bark Street. Well, folks, the mystery continues. Thanks to Wheeler's Soundwave scooter, we have a surefire way to track down these mysterious echoes. But the echoes are taking us off the beaten path, or in this case, off Bark Street. What lays beyond? We shall see after this break.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. We're on the edge of Bark Street, and Wheeler's Soundwave scooter is leading us to places unknown. If we want to figure out what these suspicious echoes are, we're going to have to venture to places unknown. It's time to take our detective skills beyond Bark Street.
It's not like we haven't been beyond Bark Street before, Snoop.
True, but we haven't ever been to this side of town.
It looks different here.
Does it? Looks pretty much the same to me.
What was that? Was that the echo?
My hoot was not an echo.
An owl?
Correct. My name is Viola, and I'm an owl. Who are you two? I've never seen you round these parts before.
Hello, Viola. I'm Snoop. This is Sniffy. We're dog detectives. We come from the other side of Bark Street.
Oh, I never fly over there. It seems so boring. This side of town has all the excitement. Is that why you two are here?
We're here to figure out where those strange echoes are coming from.
Echoes? I haven't heard any echoes.
Intriguing.
There have been loud, repeating echoes, and our Soundwave scooter took us in this direction.
A Soundwave scooter? What's that?
Our gadget friend Wheeler made it for us. It's a scooter that tracks sound waves.
Wow, maybe I should come to your side of Bark Street more often.
There, the echoes, they're sounding off again.
I don't hear anything.
Would love to stay and chat, Viola, but we've got to follow these echoes.
I don't want to miss this.
The scooter is heading up towards that large structure. What is that?
Oh, that's the Arctic Water Park.
An Arctic Water Park? Who wants to swim in cold water?
Lots of creatures love the cold water. Do you have an Arctic Water Park on your side of Bark Street?
No.
That's what I thought. Why did you stop?
The echo stopped, but whatever is causing them must be inside the Arctic Water Park.
I can help you get in. I'll carry you one at a time over the wall into the park.
You can carry us? But you're so small.
I may be small, but I am mighty. Now, who wants to go first?
Sniffy, go ahead.
I've never been carried by an owl into an Arctic water park before.
There's a first time for everything.
See? I can pick you up. No problem.
You're so strong. Ooh, the view from up here is glorious. This Arctic water park looks fun. There are mountains of snow and glaciers and ice ponds. Just please don't drop me in the water. Whew, thank you. I guess this ice pond works fine as long as it doesn't crack. I can't take cold water! Get me off of this ice pond! Phew, I made it off of the ice just in time.
You're a funny dog. I'm going to go get your friend. Don't cause any trouble while I'm gone.
Me cause trouble? As if. Oops.
What is all this racket?
Quack, quack. We're trying to nap here.
Penguins!
A dog in our exhibit!
Where?
You!
Oh yeah, me. I am a dog, and you two are penguins.
I'm Poppy, that's Igor. And yes, we are penguins. What are you doing in our ice exhibit?
I'm Sniffy. I'm a dog detective, and I'm trying to find some mysterious echoes that are echoing across Bark Street.
A dog detective?
Yep. Oh, and here comes my mentor now, Snoop, the top-notch dog detective in Pflugerville. Glad you didn't place Snoop in the middle of an ice pond, Viola.
Oh, was that an ice pond?
Why, hello, I'm Snoop, the top-notch dog...
Detective, yes, we heard that from your friend Sniffy.
What's this all about, some mysterious echoes? We haven't heard any in here.
That's what I was telling them.
That echo there!
I hear nothing.
Nada.
It is silent right now.
The echoes are coming from the next exhibit over...
You mean from Jonathan's exhibit?
Who's Jonathan?
He's our ambitious neighbor.
And what, dare I say, kind of animal is he?
Why don't you go see for yourself? We know a secret way into his exhibit.
Here's where I bow out. Or, rather, fly out. Good luck on finding those echoes.
Follow us.
Ah, here we are.
A beluga whale.
You have visitors.
Visitors? Who? Are they talent agents?
No, we're dog detectives.
Dog detectives? Oh, boo. I was hoping my singing would catch the ears of some talent agents. You see, I'm trying to start a pop career using my sonar voice. It's so unique, I don't think I've heard any other pop stars like me.
Ah, it all makes sense.
You think I could be a star?
No, I mean, I'm not sure about that part. But now I know what the echoes are. Every time you practice your sonar singing, Jonathan, it sends out a high-pitched frequency that can only be heard by the ears of dogs in town.
Oh, really?
Yes. And because of your size and strength, the echoes are echoing all across town, all the way to the other side of Bark Street.
Okay, but do the echoes sound good? Did they sound like a pop song?
Not gonna lie, Jonathan. It just sounded like a high-pitched screech.
And it's disturbing all the dogs across town.
Oh, well, I guess I should stop doing that then. It's okay. I'll just have to go into my backup career. A sous chef.
Wishing you a successful journey on that path, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Now, Sniffy, I think it's time you and I return back to our side of Bark Street.
Really, Snoop? Don't you want to stay here a while and explore what else is beyond Bark Street?
We can show you where Wyatt lives. He's the polar bear.
Polar bear? Actually, I think I'm ready to go home. Thanks for showing us your Arctic wonderland.
Wyatt is really quite nice. He loves to play the trombone.
Maybe next time. Goodbye, new friends.
Come visit us again.
I'll make you some mashed potatoes or something. Wait, I don't think I know how to cook either.
Who knew that the echoes echoing across Bark Street were just the attempt of a beluga whale to sing a pop song? Some mysteries really just leave you surprised. Freckles will surely be glad we found out the solution and helped Jonathan realize his pop star dreams were disturbing a whole town of dogs. You know, how interesting it is that the sonorous screeching of a whale could only be heard by dogs. There must be some science behind that. I'm not a scientist, though. I'm a dog detective. Now, if you enjoyed today's episode, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Sniffy and I need to get back across town, so we must be going. Until next time, always be investigating. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com. Friendship and daring, be